我们今天在这边要读一段的经文，我们经文比较长，但是我们就读短一点。我们读罗马书第六章第一节到十一节。原来我准备读是第一节到二十三节整章的，但是时间的关系，我们就读短一点，我们就只读第一节到十一节。我想我们就读中文的吧。
OK。
好不好？你们英文的呢？你们自己去看，好不好
？So Romans chapter 6 verses 1 through 11.
OK， 我们一起来读第一节，第六章第一节到十一节。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着受归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他一同使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是像罪死，只有一次；他活是像基督人活着。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里，却当看自己是活的。好，我们读经就先读到这里。今天我们特别讲一个题目，叫做基督的仆人。
So today's topic we talk about servant of Christ.
这个基督的仆人呢？其实我这个英文呢就是叫做 servant， 比较中性一点。
So this, in English, the who then means servant. Yeah, it's neutral meaning.
Yeah, 如果你看真正的在罗马书第六章里面所讲的，不是一般的仆人，而是奴隶。
But in Romans chapter 6, it's not a, just a simple like a servant, but it's slaves means.
所以我们在基督里边是要做基督的奴隶。
So when we in Christ, we need to be a slave to Jesus.
啊，这个在今天这个社会里边呢，大家最爱谈论的是什么呢？就是自由。
就是什么？
自由。
So today's in this world, all of the people like to talk about what, and it's freedom.
对，所以呢，人人每个国家的人民都在那争取自由。
So every people in all of the countries they want to fight for freedom.
自由是什么意思？就是不让人家管。
So what does it mean? Freedom is that just nobody could control me.
啊，自由是什么意思？就是我想做什么就做什么。
So whatever I want to do and I want to do it, and no, that's freedom.
对，所以这就是这个原因。今天我们都移民来了美国。
That's why all immigrate to this country.
为什么呢？因为美国自己宣称它是一个最自由的国家。
Why? Because, the U.S. is claimed to be the country with the most freedom.
所以呢，我们都来了美国了。
So that's why we are all here.
在座的人，我相信全都是移民或者是移民的后代。
I believe most of the people here are immigrants or the descendants of immigrants.
所以我们刚一来美国的时候，我们都觉得哇，不错了，我自由了。
So when we came here, we feel like, oh, I'm free.
啊，那我想做什么就做什么。
I want to do whatever I want to do.
啊，但是来了美国一发现，哎呀，美国啊，管制特别多。
But in reality, actually, there's still a lot of restrictions.
啊，那个管制最厉害的就是那个路上的那个警察。
Well, the most controlled area is the traffic control.
啊，所以今天早上我还碰见了。
I encountered traffic traffic police this morning.
你知道我早晨的时候一般来这个教会呢，这个traffic 不太多的。
Well, when I usually come to this church from the South Bay, it's a, the traffic is pretty light.
那个，所以呢，你知道车没有太多车，结果是怎么样？越开越快。
I'm sorry.
越开越快，车。
Because it's no traffic, the traffic is light, so I just driving faster and faster.
啊，那个我就快到那个教会了，就快准备就要转弯了。
So when I close to the church and when I enter the turn.
啊，完了，最后他突然间看见后边有那个警车，呦呦呦呦呦呦，就跟上我来了。
I found this police car just right behind me, the siren.
结果你知道，你这你那个警察一看一在你后边的时候，你第一感觉是什么
？So when the police car behind me, what's your first feeling?
啊，我先要看那个 speed 那个速度到底是多少。
What's the reading of a speedometer?
啊，所以一看那个，哎呦，我到底是多了还是少了？哎呀，我就紧张的不得了。
Was I driving too fast?
啊，为什么呢？因为这个不知道，就是因为被抓的太多次了，所以就。
Because I have been like got a lot of traffic tickets. Is that true?
所以啊，都最近比较好一点。
Now it's better.
Yeah. 所以我就赶紧还第二个动作是什么呢？赶紧往旁边靠。
So my second move is just okay. Move to the side of the street.
啊，那一看呢，哎，这警察还咻从我旁边过去了。
And found the police car is driving past me.
啊
，That's good.
他不但过去了，哎呀，后边还有一辆，哗，又过去了。
Another police car drove by.
哦，那跟我没关系。
Nothing to do with me.
哎呀，我真的以为我到了美国就可以随便爱怎么开怎么开。
Yeah, I really think that what I want to do here is just yeah, I can do what I want to do here in the U.S.
但是我发现不是，很多的限制我的自由。
I found it's not true. So there's still a lot of regulations or restrictions.
人都希望自由。
People wants to be free.
不希望被管制。
I don't want to be controlled or ruled.
更不希望有一天再重新做奴隶。
Nobody wants to go back to slavery. Once be freed.
人都希望做老板。
Well, people want to be the boss.
没有人希望做雇员。
Nobody wants to be a hired worker.
因为老板天天管雇员。
Because the boss controls your employee.
所以这是人们的追求。
Yeah, this is what the people are going after.
讲到罗马书。
When talking about Romans,
第一章到第四章是讲到因信称义。
Chapter 1 through 4 is a talk about justification by faith alone only.
因为只有因信我们才可以得救。
Because by justification, by faith, by justification only,Can men be saved?
所以刚才我们弟兄姐妹在这边做见证的时候，其实我们都讲听到了一个很重要的信息，他们今天开始相信这位主。
So from all the testimony we just heard, the only important message is that they start to believe.
到第五章的时候，特别提到基督徒因着基督的恩典，从罪中得到了自由。
So the chapter 5 talks about Christians are saved through the God's grace and are freed from sin.
基督徒得到了自由以后，会不会还会犯罪呢？
So when Christians are they still going to sin after they are set free?
那如果基督徒已经受洗成为基督徒还会犯罪的话，那怎么样解释呢？
So how can we explain that Christians can still sin after being saved?
所以在第六章的时候，保罗就从理论上告诉基督徒。
So in chapter 6, Paul told Christians in theory,
你不可以犯罪。
Do not sin.
若是犯罪 就是回到最终继续做罪的奴隶。
We become slaves to sin if we sin again.
应该脱离罪的权势，进入基督的国度。
We should break free from the control of sin and enter God's kingdom.
所以这就是第六章所要讲到的。
So that's the what the chapter 6 is talking about.
我们先来看第一节到十一节。
Let's look at verse 1 through 10.
因为他在这里边讲到，在基督里，我们经历了生和死。
So here we talk about through Christ we experience life and death.
他在第一节到第二节这里说，这样怎么说，我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗
？In verse 1 through 2, what shall we say then?Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
所以这个意思就是说，你已经成为基督徒了，为什么你还会犯罪呢
？That says, once you are Christians, why do you still sin?
其实，在第五章的第二节里边已经讲到。
So in chapter 5 verse 20 is talk about.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多。
The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
啊，那如果这么讲的话，因为有恩典，所以我们就是不是可以基督徒不断的犯罪呢
？Because there's a grace, Christian can still keep on sinning.
第二节在这里特别说，断乎不可，我们在罪上是已经死了的人。
Verse 2 talks about, by no means we are those who have died to sin.
在我们今天有特别的洗礼。
So today we have a special baptism.
在这一段经文里特别讲到洗礼的意义。
So in this chapter, so especially talk aboutThe meaning of baptism.
这里边洗礼牵扯到生死的问题。
So the baptism is related to life and death.
每一个基督徒受洗归入基督，都是经历一个生一个死。
So every Christian who been baptized is experiencing the death and the new life.
第三节在这里是不是说，岂不知我们这受洗归入 基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗
？Verse 3 talks about, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
第五节在这里说，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have been united with him.In a death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection.
所以从这些经文里，我们看到，我们受洗是归向基督，经历生死。
So in this, we talk about when we baptize, we experience God's grace, and we experience the death, and then.Was brought to life through Jesus.
所以在后边他继续说，我们是一个死而后生的人。
So later on, he talks about we are died to sin and alive again.
第八节说，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Verse 8, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
我们向罪当看自己是死的。
So,
向神在基督里看自己是活的。
We are dead to sin, but alive in Jesus.
经历过生死的人才懂得生命的可贵。
So, those who experience life and death will can cherish their life. Yeah.
那个什么人经历过生死
？Who experienced life and death?
士兵 在战场上经历生死。
Soldiers experience a death situation in the war, in the battle.
那个生死在一线之间。
So the life and death situation is just in the flesh.
所以那个就现在活着，不知道下一个 second 那一秒钟是不是突然间就死掉了。
So you are alive, but you don't know whether you're going to be alive.
听说哈，因为我也没当过兵。听说当过兵的人回来了以后，上过战场的对生死特别觉得可贵。
So, I heard that the people came from the war. They know they know how to cherish life.
还有什么人对生命觉得特别重要呢
？So who else, cherish life more?
还是那种生过大病就要死的人？特别懂得生命的可贵。
So those who experience a big sickness, they know that the life is.
刚才说那个士兵，那经历生死是一瞬之间。那这个生病的人是慢慢等着，是死还是活
？So for soldiers, they might experience that situation in a very short time, but for people with sickness, they probably slowly.Experience that situation.
今天耶稣在这里特别讲，一个受洗的人是经历生和死。
So today Jesus is talk about ones who have going through baptism is experiencing death and life.
洗礼不是一个仪式。
Baptism is not a ceremony.
洗礼也不是一个象征。
It's not a symbol either.
是一种体验。
It's an experience.
当我们受洗的人躺下去，进到水中的时候
，When we immersed into the water,
你在体会，在基督里死了。
So experience you are dead in Christ.
基督为你死。
Christ died for you.
你也在这一天在为这个罪也要死掉。
And you will be dead to sin today.
后来，当你从水里再起来的时候
，Later on, when you rise from the water,
你也体会基督为你复活。
You will experience that Jesus.Was raised from the dead for you.
然后你有一个新生命开始了。
Then you have a new life.
洗礼也是一种参与。
Baptism is also a participation.
参与到基督给世人的恩典之中。
Partake in the grace that God has given you.
一个死而后生的基督徒不会回到那种死亡的生活之中。
So when a Christian was brought alive from the dead, will not go back to sin again.
那一个基督徒应该有一个新生命。
A Christian need to have a new life.
那基督徒难道完全就不会犯罪了吗？
So does that mean that Christian will never sin again?
其实不然，我们经常发现，有的时候基督徒也有很多生命、身体上的软弱。
No, it's not the case. But we know that Christian will experience the weakness in life in a new body.
谁掌管基督徒的生命呢
？So who's in charge of a Christian's life?
那第六章的后半段就是十二节到十四节，特别讲到基督徒的王到底是谁。
So in Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, they talk about who's the master of a Christian.
如果你是一个基督徒，你还顺服着你自己的私欲而生活的话。
If you still let your sin reign in your body,
那个王就是 你的私欲和罪在继续管制着你，继续做你的王。
Then you just let sin, master your, let sin be your master and control you.
但是如果你要顺从基督的教导
，If you obey God's teaching,
那就是你让基督做你的王，掌管你的生命。
Then you are letting Jesus be your master.
不要忘记了，你是在恩典之下，你已经是蒙恩的罪人。
Don't forget, you are under grace. You are saved sinners.
基督徒应该思想信主前后的情景。
So Christian need to think about the life before and after you are a believer.
信主前，你顺着自己的欲望生活。就是我想怎么做就想怎么生活。
Before you are a Christian, you follow your own selfish desire.
有的时候不是你自己非常想这样做，但是你不这样做非常的困难。为什么？因为里边就是一种的冲动，一定要这样做。
Sometimes, you feel it's very difficult not to do like this and to follow your own selfish desire.
所以这个就是欲望。做着王来辖制着我们，我们其实顺从着这个罪恶，成为他的奴仆。
So that means you just let your selfish desire just control you and run your life.
那信主以后呢
？So how about after you become a believer?
我们应该顺服基督。
We need to.Follow Jesus, obey Jesus.
让基督做我们生命的主。
Let Jesus be our master in our life.
我们就尊他为王，顺从他，为他而活。
We obey him and we treat him as the master of our life.
所以第六章的十五节到二十三节就讲到，我们应该做基督的仆人。
So in verse 15 through 23, we need to be the servant of Christ.
为什么自由以后还要做别人的仆人呢？
Why continues being a servant after having been set free?
啊，那个仆人其实就是奴隶。
So that servant is slave.
那个奴隶的意思是什么呢？奴隶以前的时候要带着一个项圈的。
So what does it mean by slave?So before, a slave need to be shackled.
啊，你知道这个姐妹就爱戴项链啊，你知道你要小心呢。那个是奴隶的意思。
So you know sisters like to wear necklace, but that might mean just you are slave.
啊，你在那个罗马的那大街上一看有人戴着圈儿，哦，他是奴隶。
So in the old Roman Empire, when somebody is wearing some chains that We know that he's a slave.
奴隶有圈还要受限制，被人管，没有自由。
So as a slave, you are controlled by somebody else. You don't have a freedom.
你要服侍你的主人，要顺从他。
You need to serve your masters, and you need to obey him.
所以，其实做仆人、做奴隶，为一个主人，其实不是一件容易的事情。
So be a slave and serve your master is not an easy task.
那为什么圣经里跟我们说你们要做耶稣基督的奴隶呢？
So why in the scripture they talk about you need to be the slave to Christ?
其实我们可以从另一个角度去思考。
So we can think in another way.
中国人呢，这个有两句这个俗语。就是讲到这个东西，可能是有一个可以比较清楚的表达。
So this old Chinese saying probably can help you understand this.
啊，那个以前打仗的时候有一句话叫做“弃暗投明”。
So in the old days, in the battle, they just like break away from the darkness and enter the brightness.
啊，那个就是意思说，这个人呢，你不要跟随他，因为这个人不好。那个人好，咱就跟随他。
That means, okay, you don't need to follow this guy, and then you need to follow not a good guy.
啊，圣还有一句话叫做“士为知己者死”。
There's another saying called, "One needed to be, one could die for his confidant."
啊，这个是挺难翻译的。其实那个意思呢，就是说呢，就是说，如果有一个人看得起我，我愿意服侍他，为他去死。
If somebody respects me, maybe I would be willing to fight for him.
我愿意做他的仆人。
I would like, or I'm willing to be his servant.
我们愿意做基督的仆人。
We are willing to be the servant of Christ.
但是基督为他的仆人先死。
But Jesus already died for his servant.
基督为他的仆人先从死里复活。
Jesus was raised from the dead for his servant.
让他的仆人以后可以得生命。
That his servant to have a new life.
给他的仆人赐福。
Give blessings to his servant.
在困难之中，基督还为他的仆人帮助，提供帮助。
Jesus also helps his servant during difficult time.
如果你有这样的主人，你愿意不愿意服侍他，跟随他，为他去死？
So, do you want to be follow? Do you want to follow this master and die for him and fight for him?
那个其实在后面的经文里边还提到以前和现今。
So in the later scriptures, it's also talk about before and now.
就是基督徒的生命以前是怎么样的，现今又是怎么样的，做了一个对比。
Essentially, what's the life like before you are a believer and after you are a believer?
以前我不是基督徒的时候被罪捆绑。现在我成为基督徒，在罪里得了释放，得了自由。
So before you are a believer, you are controlled by sin. Now you are set free after you are a believer.
以前我经常做不法的事，但是现在我要过一个得胜的生活。
So before I used to do a lot of lawless sin, now I need to do.I need to become a new man.
以前我知道我的结局一定是死，现在我知道我的结局是永生。
Before I know that my life will be a death, but now I know I have eternal life.
谁愿意天天活在以前的生活之中呢？
Nobody wants to live in the old ways.
就像圣经所描述的话，以前那种的生活就是天天穿着囚衣，带着锁链生活。
Just as the scripture says, those were just like before people just wearing prison suits every day.
现在都愿意活在光明之中，天天穿上神给我们的新衣服，我们过一个完全不一样的生活。
Nowadays.We want to be live in Jesus' light and want to be have a new life and totally different from before.
不要有一个错误的理解。
Don't have this misunderstanding.
基督徒出黑暗入光明以后就不会受罪恶的影响。
That Christians who enter the brightness from the darkness will not be influenced by sin.
基督徒，每一个基督徒在受洗以后都有一个新的生命开始了。
So every Christian will have a new life beginning.
但是我们还是活在地上。
But we still live in this world.
我们还是活在肉体之中。
We still live in flesh.
我们还有很多的软弱。
We still have a lot of weakness.
我们还有很多以前的习惯冲动。
We still have a lot of old habits and inclination.
所以其实这些东西都影响着一个基督徒新生活的这个整个的过程。
All of this will impact a Christian's new life.
你知道吗？有很多小偷啊，是他不是因为穷才偷的。
Many thieves steal not because, they are poor. You know.
很多的时候他们偷东西是因为心底的一种的冲动。
Well, because, just because they have the urgency to steal.
所以呢，他不偷呢，心里难过。
They feel bad if you not steal.
他偷了以后呢，心里有一种的满足。
So they feel satisfied if they commit stealing.
那个偷完了以后，那个东西是不是管用？其实没什么用，他就丢在那丢着。
Yeah, the stuff they got, whether it's useful or not, it doesn't matter.
我不知道你碰见没碰见过这样的人。
Have you ever encountered this kind of person?
哎呀，其实我曾经碰见过一个这样的人。
Actually, I have met one.
听说有一个女孩子。他呢，从小就有这个毛病。
So I've heard that there's a girl who have this kind of habit of stealing from the early age.
你不要以为那个这个做小偷的女孩子都是那个哈没人喜欢没人爱的，不是的啦。
Don't think that nobody will love this kind of a girl who is stealing.
那这个做坏事的人一定是学习差的，也不一定。
It's not necessary. They are not good academically.
那个这个女孩子偷东西呢，哎，她长得又特别的漂亮，还学习特别好。
The girl who liked to steal that she's actually very pretty and also, she's good at academically. Yeah.
那个你知道吗？她还上了医学院呢。
She actually went to medical school.
所以你就知道她是怎么样的。
So you know, that's.Different, yeah.
哎，他这个人有个毛病。
So she has this habit.
那就是在那个商店里走路的时候啊，那个手呢要晃着走。
While she's walking in a store, she's just swing her arms.
完了以后看着那个东西呢，就慢慢的靠过去，手一晃就怎么样，就进到手口袋里了。
When she encounters something she likes, she just like a, going close and then they just grab the same.
后来被人家给抓住了。
Then it was a discovery.
因为偷的太多了嘛，总是免不了被人家抓住。
Yeah, because committed so many times, so that's why.
哎呀，完了以后呢，人家一看，哇，这么漂亮的女孩子，一问还是哪个什么名牌大学的医学院的，哎呦，这个那个主人都不好意思告她。
Yeah, then they found out, wow, she's very pretty and also.Attending medical school, then how come that she's still doing stealing?
Yeah, 所以呢，最后就把她给放了。
And then let her go.
Yeah, 但是她自己也知道，我这样做呢，这个不应该，这样把她一生可能都会毁掉。
Then she realized she cannot do that, so otherwise she's going to destroy her whole life.
有一天她成为基督徒了。
So later on, she became a Christian.
也像今天一样，她受洗了。
Just like today, she was baptized.
请问受洗了以后，是不是立刻她就不偷东西了
？So, may I ask? So, she won't steal after she became being baptized?
哎呀，其实我告诉你，人那个习惯很难改的。
So, to tell you truth, people's habit, it's hard to change a people's habit.
那个就是走路的时候，那个手一晃啊，她就自动了，就开始就进来了。
So when the arms swinging, then that habit will come up.
Yeah, 所以他每次偷完了以后呢，他又是基督徒，回到里边又忏悔的不得了，说为什么又这样呢
？After stealing, then she'll feel bad, and then yeah, because she's a Christian.
所以后来他就祷告。
And later on, she prayed.
他说：“主啊，求你把我心中的冲动挪去。”
She prayed that God please remove the urge in my heart to steal things.
后来他也自己立定心志，从此不再偷了。
And later on, she also made up her mind and make a resolution not to steal again.
但是你就立到心志也没有用的，明天又忘了。
So even though you make a resolution, yeah, maybe tomorrow you will forget.
那怎么办呢
？So what to do?
他想了一个办法。
Then she came up with an idea.
以后他每次走路的时候。尤其逛商店的时候，他把两个手十指交叉。
And later on, when she went to go to store, so she always just hold her hands together.
所以你会看到她的时候很奇怪，她是这样走路。
And she'll walk like this.
哦，放在这儿不好意思，那放在后面，就是这样。
Okay, and then yeah, do like this.
啊，所以干什么？因为她十指交叉的时候，她就不会晃来晃去。
When she hold her hand tight, and she won't swing her arms.
因为不会晃来晃去，就不会那种的自动的就会拿人家的东西。
So that can help destroy that habit.
不犯罪有三种方法。
Three ways not to sin.
第一，你要下定决心，立定心志，求主帮助。
First, make a resolution and pray for God's help.
第二，你要远离试探和引诱。
Second, stay away from temptations.
那第三还有一个很重要的。
And third, very important one.
那就是每天要祷告。
That's to pray every day.
求主给你力量，让帮助你。
Pray for God's power to help you.
有一个精神科的医生这样说。
A psychologist once said,
啊，他说，我不曾遇到过一个真正知道怎么祷告的病人。
I have never encountered a patient who knows how to pray.
因为如果他真的有病，他懂得怎么祷告的话，他能够，神会帮助他。
So if he really knows how to pray, and God would help him.
求主帮助我们。
Let's pray for God's help.
人的意志往往靠不住。
A person's willpower is not reliable.
但我们不要忘记，我们不孤单。
Don't forget, we are not alone.
受过试探的主与我们同在。
The God who was tempted is with us.
他在试探引诱之中，他帮助我们。
So while he was tempted, he helped us, and he helped us while we were tempted.
你是不是受了洗以后，立刻成为真正的基督徒？
So after your baptism, are you becoming really a true, authentic Christian?
其实只有你的家人知道。
Only your family will know.
因为你的家人跟你生活最接近，知道你一切的生活习惯。
Because you live close to your family, and your family member would know you better.
Yeah, 所以今天你回到家，你就应该思想，怎么样开始过一个新的生活。
When you come home today, so you will think about how to live a new life.
你做不到不要紧，神，我们的救主耶稣基督会帮助你。
If you can't do it, Don't worry, because God, Jesus Christ, will help you.
你是否愿意立定心志，做一个基督的仆人吗？
So, are you really make up your mind to be the servant of Christ?
如果你愿意的话，今天回到家中，对你的家人说，不要再用老眼光看我了。
If you're willing to do that, and when you go home and Tell your families, don't look at me with your old eyes.
我今天开始做基督的仆人，用一个新的眼光看我吧。
I start to be the servant of Christ today, and look at me with your new eyes.
愿神帮助大家。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们九位今天新受洗的弟兄和姐妹。
May God help all those Nine sisters and brothers who just baptized today.
也帮助这九个家庭，让他们真正体会神的恩典。
So also help the nine families here to know God's grace.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，特别为这九位的弟兄姐妹来祷告。他们今天受洗，归向你。成为新造的人，但是今后的日子， 他们还面对很多试探的引诱，求你的圣灵帮助他们，带领他们，带领他们能够胜过这一切，真的是立定心志，做耶稣基督的仆人，跟随主，服侍主。有一天，我们的主在天上会迎接我们，会夸奖我们是忠心良善的仆人。谢谢主，给我们这样的恩典。祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。